Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
Like, if I fucked up on a date, you know, the whole time you talked about your ex, your spinal surgeries, your custody battle, your stranger with your brother, your employee problems, and I don't want to go on a second date, I'd be like, I get it. I'm a prostitute. I've sold my soul five times over.
Are you OCD?
Yes.
The bright side is they're always really intelligent and smart.
Not yeah. In my case.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Andrew Freund, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Doug, yeah. Oh my God, the anticipated premiere of Switch Before Birth.
This is huge.
Is Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, October 23rd, 8, 7 Central on Lifetime. I know a lot of us are waiting. We are sitting at the edge of our seat. We are waiting.
Yes. Pivotal. It's a pivotal role.
It's the lead story on Dish Nation tomorrow, FYI.
Is there any news on a sequel or a Doug Buden spinoff yet?
After you watch it, if I'm still in there, you need to write to Lifetime and say, like, we need to hear more from that Bernie.
I will.
There should be a Bernie origin story.
Yeah.
Like a Ryan Murphy does, he spins off the origin story.
But I wouldn't be in the origin.
Yeah,
right?
No, we want to know where Bernie comes from.
No, I want to know what happens to Bernie now that I'm Bernie. Oh. Well, I had a whole backstory, of course.
Right.
I had my notebook prepared. I wrote it on the airplane flying to Atlanta. I had all the backstory for my character. He had a husband. We never heard about him. Or
maybe in your pitch for the spinoff.
Yeah,
yeah.
These are important points.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, of course.
Now, what about the C&K? Is that tonight?
No, C&K is off tonight.
Why?
What am I going to do?
I got two stacked. We have two major episodes coming up the next 2 weeks, and then I feel like it's maybe that's the season finale because then we go on the holiday hiatus.
Oh, yeah, there's a hiatus? I didn't know there was a hiatus.
Thanksgiving and stuff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We just need to stop radio for a second. Lisa, congratulations. Tomorrow, Saturday, Lisa's getting married.
Oh, what? My God.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Are you serious?
Congratulations.
Mazel tov. Is this what you're wearing?
Oh, okay. She's in a very cute carpool collection.
She has one more pound to fit in her dress.
Oh, wow.
By tomorrow?
She asked to borrow my car so she could pick up her dress. And then you elected not to because you were 4 pounds heavier than you should be, and you were worried you would not be able to fit into the dress. So she postponed picking up the dress.
Oh.
But now you got it picked up, right? Her friend picked it up.
Ah. Mm. Well, you look very svelte. I think you'll look.
One more pound. You got it. You got this. All right. Love you.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Did you get her a gift?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Did I send a gift or money?
You contributed towards the honeymoon.
Oh, that's
money.
What I did.
Money is gift.
Nice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Doug, what is happening? Speaking of engagements, what is happening with the Jewish doctor? Are you engaged yet?
Yes.
No.
Why? What's taking so long?
Have you been engaging in conversation?
No. Do you know what dress you're going to wear to the wedding?
It's over.
Oh, it's over.
Is that because we talked about him on the radio?
I don't know.
Was there something that ended it or just fizzled?
It just didn't.
Well, you didn't say anything disparaging.
But we tend to cock block a little bit.
It's over.
Word.
Why would it be over already? What happened?
Well, he hasn't responded to two texts. That's it.
Oh.
Yeah. His loss.
What did you say? Do you have the text?
No, I don't have the text.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
He's so happy.
He said something.
I didn't know. I didn't say anything. I really was just asking. I was like, hey, how's it? You know, it was like a how's it going kind of a thing.
Like, hey,
there was
bro.
No reply. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I just sent another one, and that's it.
So, there's other fish in the sea.
That's right. I had lunch yesterday with a really, really nice guy. So
another date?
Another date?
I mean, maybe.
What's going on with you and me, Shane?
Doug is getting so much more action than either of us.
What kind of alternate universe are we fucking living in where Doug is dating and we're not?
I need to take dating tips from Doug. That's really what I got to do.
I'm silent and stealthy.
Okay, so what happened with this guy yesterday? Where'd you meet him?
It's a guy asked me out.
On Instagram?
On Instagram?
No, this is a guy. Remember, I went to his birthday dinner and I met the porn star?
Yes.
He came back.
But he's not
town.
The porn star.
No, he's not the porn star. Unfortunately. By the way, I should clarify. The guy didn't say he was a porn star. He said he was a porn actor. Because I applauded him because most of the time people are like, oh, yeah, I'm a porn star. Everybody just says they're a porn star.
I do.
He was just
all
a porn
the time.
Actor.
Isn't it the same thing?
No. He said I'm a
are
working
you a star
porn actor.
Or an actor?
I mean, whatever.
Anyway.
Like, Doug is a star.
Right.
Right.
You are the star of Switch Before Birth. That is true.
Well, you know, I think Justina Machado and Skylar Samuels.
Nope. So I don't know who they are.
Date. It was good.
Yeah, lovely time.
Are you going to see him again?
Did you want to tell us what you ordered? Because I know you're dying to.
Lox?
No, we had
tuna fish.
We split
red onion.
We split all three things together.
Okay.
We went to John and Vinny's.
A great restaurant. Yes.
Very good. He treated.
Classy.
Wow. Oh, well, we know you're not going to pay for it. So it's a good thing he picked it up.
That is a lie.
Older, younger?
He is
same age?
50. He's 50.
Wow.
So
much,
much older
younger.
Than me. Older. Much older.
Much, much,
than
much
I.
younger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So will that go somewhere, do we think?
Well, we'll see.
Are you
but
texting?
Does he doesn't live here?
He's in the process of relocating here.
Okay.
He's looking at properties now.
Does he have a job?
Yes, he has a job.
Okay, yeah, good. Yeah, yeah. But the Jewish doctor is just not responding. But when did you text him last?
The day we were in the studio last Wednesday.
Oh, shit.
I texted him Wednesday.
Ooh,
and then I texted him again Friday, and he didn't reply. That's
okay,
fine.
Yeah, you're
it's
done.
It's okay.
It's done.
It's fine.
You're done.
You've already
I think it was the Lox breath that probably did
But
it.
He had the same Lox breath.
It's
I love
fine.
Lox. Anyway, you know what? The Lox was worth it because it was very tasty.
You've moved on from Evely. You went to John and Vinny's.
And I think it's because of my bedroom. I told you, like, it's because I was redoing my bedroom. I'm bringing that energy into my life.
That's right.
Well, I will say I'm disappointed in our listeners because Shane has been broken up from Andrew for approximately 3.5 weeks after catching him cheating for a second time. And there have been no creepers. There's been no dick pics. There's been no solicitations for sex. What's taking you so long, people? Reach
That's
out to Shane.
That's because true. People yes. have contacted me saying how attractive they think Shane
well,
is.
Well, I'm very vulnerable right now.
But
this
Shane,
is a great time to slide in, people.
Shane, you have been speaking to some people on DMs.
Oh, I speak.
Right.
But
how's he supposed to get over Andrew if he's not having sex with anyone else?
I think
you can't get over Andrew unless you get under someone else.
Right. I think Shane's being very coy. I think he's doing things
Chuck
that
him.
Maybe
Chuck him.
I really know one don't. Person you
and
said
by the
you were
way,
speaking to.
Oh, if you've noticed, I took the high road a second ago when he's like, oh, we don't know if he cheated. Like,
no,
by
I'm
the
saying
way,
the, second,
the
you
fucking
said
world
second
knows he cheated.
I'm saying the second time we second. Were broken up. I have
okay,
broken
but
up
he was but he was aggressively right. pursuing yeah. yes, you, trying yes, to put it back yes, together. Yes.
Also, yes. I thought about this because, you know, you've been talking about should you unfollow him and the whole thing. You know that you can go on Instagram now and you can force someone to unfollow you. You yeah. know that, right?
Yeah, I could remove him.
Right.
What? How do you do that?
Yes. You can kick somebody
you
off your
You can kick
thing.
Someone off yours.
But also
really?
I'm public, yeah. so it's
like
I wouldn't
someone.
Do anything.
Oh, you're a star.
I'm like
a porn star.
No, he's
I'm a star. I'm an Instagram star.
Shane
so you would
is
still
a public
see
figure.
It.
Yes.
Now, thank God for Andrew Freund because you're going to take Shane out on Saturday.
Yes.
You've got a big evening planned.
Huge.
It's a friend's date.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So for those
so
of you.
So far.
Yeah. Well, you're taking him to the Hollywood Bowl.
I'm taking him to the Hollywood Bowl. He's never been. Mm-hmm. I was invited to a concert that is to benefit suicide prevention. So
okay. So don't kill yourself, Shane, before
I have
Saturday.
About three more days.
And it's
wait
I'm taking,
till after the concert.
Sounds like a real joy.
It's going to be Coldplay, Shawn Mendes.
That's depressing.
I told. Know. Well, Shawn
Fix
Mendes.
You? Oh, my God.
It's also going to be cold.
Yes, outside. You should bring jackets. Coldplay, bring Shawn Mendes, okay, Saweetie, Doja Cat, Black Eyed Peas.
Do you ever go to the bowl?
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a whole winter. Thing.
I'm really excited.
Shane's
Thank
very
you.
Excited. Yes.
Where are you, how are you parking?
I haven't thought.
You can't leave early.
Uber.
Stacked parking.
No, I know.
I don't want to park.
You could do the Uber.
I was going to Uber.
Yeah.
We also had to figure out food. I need to.
Oh, that's a real date.
Please do not talk to Doug about this.
Pre-order your picnic box now.
They might be. I don't know if they're giving us food.
I don't want to eat there. Can we eat before?
No, no, no. It's lovely. You eat in your box.
I don't know. Yeah,
we have
I don't
a box.
Know.
That sounds dirty.
I did ask for good seats. I don't know what our seats are.
You asked? Who did you ask?
The
Hello,
PR company.
Master. Oh,
that
oh,
invite
okay.
me. Thank you, Slate PR.
The ticket fairy.
Yeah.
I just think it's great that you're taking him. I think that it's an important cause, and it's I find it ironic that you're taking Shane to that. But you'll be okay,
yes.
right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's
going to make Andrew look bad.
Yes.
If you go to a suicide prevention benefit and then you kill yourself.
And then it doesn't work on me.
Right. Okay, that's why I wouldn't invite, I would have invited Shane.
Maybe soft foods, no cutlery or anything like that. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't wait to take you, Jeff, to like maybe some nature conservatory conservatory benefit that benefits nature.
That's on brand.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very on brand.
Conservatory.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I was trying to take you to the Philharmonic.
Save the wetlands.
Why is everybody trying to take you out to all these cultural things?
Take me.
Okay.
Yes. I just can't believe you're dating so much.
I'm not dating so much.
Yes, you are. You're dating more than us.
A couple of great social engagements.
I mean, it's fantastic.
It's really
I'm happy
good.
For you. But I'm not happy for Shane and I and Andrew.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still
It's just not right.
But maybe we'll find Shane someone at the Hollywood Bowl.
Hey, Sean.
She's up the block. Just go say hi to her.
Knock, knock.
Yesterday, we just to pass the time, we had Monroe write a letter to Santa.
Oh.
Practice. So, yep, how'd that go?
Practice. Well, normally when I was a kid, I would write, you know, I've been really good this year and this is what I want. Monroe's letter said, Santa Claus, you must take this letter. Shane is a really bad boy. And I said, okay, this is what you choose to write. You've got one chance to get in front of Santa. One chance until next year. Mm-hmm. And this is what you choose to write? She said, yes. Okay. I said, okay.
So her whole letter was just to point out that Shane is a bad brother?
To make sure I don't get gifts.
Oh. Yep.
Oh, she likes that
snitch,
when you...
then.
She's right. a snitch.
Did you decide like where you're going to take her to see, like, which Santa's the best in L.A.? Do you know, like, there's the Grove, there's the...
The one at Temple Israel, he's
Temple
wonderful.
Israel.
I don't know where to go.
I guess the Grove.
The Grove, I guess.
It's very crowded.
Yeah, a lot of kids.
There's a long, long
But I
line.
Don't like that she threw him under the bus.
No.
Me either.
I don't like that.
I mean, it's on one hand, it's nice she didn't make it about herself.
She likes to see Shane suffer.
On the other hand, she made it bad about somebody else.
Right.
Yeah. She likes
Look,
to see
gonna
him suffer.
Look, you're going to use your one shot in front of Santa to point out that someone else is not?
Yeah.
Right.
Snitch. But is that true, though? You can only send Santa one letter?
Well, we're not going to write Santa 10 letters.
Maybe you should. She should send a couple.
We just did one letter.
Oh. Are you going to hire Doug? Oh, my God. Wait, I just thought of an idea. Doug should dress like Santa. And he should do a video on his cameo for Monroe.
It's a great idea.
I used to play Santa.
We won't need the fat suit.
Stop.
God. God.
My God.
Kidding.
That is rude.
I'm joking.
Do you know how many times I've had to play fucking Santa at Christmas? I used to get a lot of Jewish Santa. I would get $700 to go to a party.
Wow.
As Santa. That's and people great. Would hire me to be different. Somebody wanted like a very Jewy Santa. Someone wanted a mean Santa.
What's a Jewish Santa?
I would just comply. I would be like, this is what you're wearing. Like, so I would just, like complain. I used to do that for
an
event company every year. I would make a lot of money, but they're too hot that you have to wear a wig and a hat and this heavy suit. And it's so you get so sweaty.
Yeah, but if they're paying you well.
Right.
Yeah,
but
what is it, like an hour or two?
No, it's usually about 3 hours, and then I would have to take a break. I would go to the garage to take a break to cool off.
She would know it was you. Yeah. You're not going to be able to fool her.
Right. I told you the other day that I'm now benefiting financially off Doug Buden because I'm on Cameo, and someone hired me on Cameo to invite them to their Switch Before Birth premiere party.
Somebody's having a viewing party. They hired Andrew to do all the invites.
Yes.
Personal invite
via
Cameo. And then they hired me to do, like... Why, here's the movie.
I'm writing off his coattails now.
So it is on Lifetime, right?
It is on Lifetime. But
how long is the movie? Like an hour?
I think an hour and a half. And I think if you put all of my stuff together, it's a good 16, 17 seconds.
No, that's not true.
For real.
No, listen.
It's going to be like a Where's Waldo.
No, no, no,
you
no,
have
no.
to
Whatever.
Believe me.
It's great.
You're downplaying it.
I am throughout. You know, when we did the read-through, you only had to go on camera while you were in your scenes. So like I'm in a scene in the first 10 minutes and then there's like a few minute break. Then I come again. Then the third scene's like 10 minutes later. And then there was like 30 pages. So I just went into my kit during the read through. I went into my kitchen. I made lunch, like a slow cooked pork sandwich. I came back half an hour later, still another 15 pages. So there's a long break, but I'm in the very last.
This is too much information.
Okay.
I'm bored.
I just want to watch the movie.
Sorry to bore you.
Right. Did it go? Just went on too long.
No,
okay.
He's excited about it. He's excited.
I'm excited for you.
We're all
but
excited.
I don't need to know about all
How was the sandwich you made?
I don't remember. Mm. I don't want to talk about it.
Have you announced yet tomorrow where people can see you, what your appearances are going to be tomorrow?
Oh, at Disney.
At Disney, like what time you'll be at the Carthay Circle if people want to come up and take photos, pictures, autographs.
No, I don't want to give that.
Yeah. Does Monroe have sunglasses? Like, she'll get
Do you have your outfit picked out? Because you want to make Dilfs a Disneyland again, I assume. Like, that's the whole goal of this thing.
I don't.
It's not picked out yet.
Oh, wow.
No. We've got work to do today.
You've got a lot.
And
to
you're going to be, and you said Monica's there, did you say?
Monica and Dylan and Carrie and my nieces.
It's like a
grandma,
it's
her
a whole
sister,
show.
Shane, Monroe, myself. It's 10 people.
There
you're
goes.
Gonna do, you're going to do like a whole Q&A. You can do like one of your
There goes another
events.
20 grand out the window.
Yeah.
No, it's not quite that much. But by the way, we have some exciting news. You know, and I kind of knew this would be a happy accident, but because the internet keeps dropping here, Sirius is now kind of expedited the process getting us back in studio. So they're not, so they had initially talked about starting every Friday, but now that we keep dropping, mm-hmm. they're now saying every Thursday and Friday in studio.
Oh,
I so like it.
Isn't that so fun?
I think it has a lot to do with the listeners and their complaints mm-hmm. to SiriusXM Listener Care, because I think they don't want. They certainly don't want their customers and their listeners to be unhappy. They could give a shit if their hosts are unhappy. They don't care that I've been complaining for a year, no. but they do mm-hmm. care about the listeners.
Right.
Well, you don't have to hear it, but when those of us who are listening at home, it's that same commercial that says we're having technical difficulties.
Yeah. And it's like they're saying it's a rare occurrence.
Yes.
Right.
Over
well,
and
but
over.
They're saying that to be funny. It's a funny little promo.
It's funny the first 31 times you hear it.
Well, yeah, because when it dropped the other day when I was listening and you guys dropped out twice, I was like, oh boy, this is yeah.
Not
so that's good that they're doing that for you.
Unless you're in Portugal.
Now, Doug Jameson shared a personal story with me that That's you nice. Are a great wingman and that you have his back.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh.
So, Jameson, why don't you tell us what happened the other day?
Okay, I'm going to make this story quick. I was at Trader Joe's Saturday morning food shopping, and I'm going to get checked out, you know? And I look at this guy, cute guy, but he looks straight to me. So I talked to him just like I would talk to a straight person. And he's like, what are you doing
bro.
Tonight? I said, yeah, pretty much. I was like, I'm getting drunk with my friends. doing whatever. And then as he's like ringing up all my stuff, I realize that he's gay because he's like, we're talking about Disneyland and we're talking about candles and the concert he went to last
gay
night.
Gay stuff.
This whole conversation,
Disneyland
gay stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, he said gay and Christmas together, so that's like a pretty gay combo.
Straight guys don't talk about Disneyland.
Okay, I wouldn't go to Disneyland if I didn't have a kid, by the way. You're looking at me.
You're going because you're gay.
You are a gay guy.
You're gay.
But that's not, it's not a gay thing. Disneyland is not a gay thing.
You at Disneyland is gay, but you at a car show is gay too. You are gay.
Yeah.
It's not a gay thing if you're bringing your kid. I mean,
yes,
right?
It's a gay guy.
Whatever. Everyone loves Disneyland.
So what happened, yeah. Jameson?
But which can you tell me which Trader Joe's is it?
Yeah.
This is the one right by the office. No, this is the one on Santa Monica.
On Santa Monica. I run into Jameson there.
Santa Monica and what? La Brea?
Yeah.
Okay. Right? Santa Monica Brea. I need
no,
to get
Santa Monica and
Fuller.
Fountain.
Oh. Fuller.
Yeah.
Okay, I just need to get which one is in my. Okay.
It's time to pay, and he says, "So where are you and your friends going tonight?" And I was like, "Oh, well, we're just like going out in WeHo," and so I'm paying, and he's like, well, maybe I'll see you out tonight. And I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe you will. So then he's like, okay, bye, have a nice day. And I'm like getting nervous. I'm like, have a good night. I mean, good day. So then I go home. I'm obsessive. It's like Nancy Drew in the case of the missing hot Trader Joe's worker. And I'm like, I got to find this guy. So I'm a psycho. I go to the concert, the tags of the concert, you know, you can like look
Jameson.
At the tags to see if I can find him. I can't find him. And then I realize the receipt. So I look on the receipt and there's his name, Avery B. And so I'm like, how am I going to find Avery B?
Avery B.
I mentioned the story.
Trader Joe's. I'm Fuller in Santa Monica.
I mentioned the story to Doug, and this is where Doug takes over. Go ahead, Doug.
Oh, so I had to go. I bumped into Jameson at this Trader Joe's. So we go to the same one. And I said, well, I'm going to that Trader Joe's. Do you want me to give him your info? Because Jameson implied that he wishes he had given his info. And Jameson said, yes. And Jameson said, He wears Doc Marten shoes or something. So I go to
I didn't know what the bottom half of his face looked like. I just knew like he had nice eyes and he was wearing Doc Martens. That was it.
I said, "Are you serious?" Jameson said, "Yes." So I go to Trader Joe's, and just as I see each person, I was like, "Well, that's not him." Then at checkout, I see a guy in Doc Marten boots, and I look up and I thought, "He's attractive."
Avery B.
He's gay. And I see his name tag says Avery.
Oh,
no
boy.
B, just Avery. So I choose that line to check out. I said, "Are you Avery B by any chance?" And he looks at me, and he looks at me like I am crazy. He's like, "Yes." I said, "Okay, this is going to sound crazy. Friend of mine was in here over the weekend. He thought you were really attractive. May I give you his number?" And then he looked at me like I was crazy. I said, "Are you a gay person or a straight person? Or you don't even have to answer." He said, "I am a gay person, but I have a boyfriend." And I said, what? So I texted Jameson that he had a boyfriend. The ultimate PS to this is yesterday I had to go back to that same Trader Joe's. I saw him, but I didn't go to his checkout. I went to the line next to him. The woman engaged me in a conversation. We were talking about pizza dough. He came over out of his, don't laugh. He came over, it's for a future cooking kibitz. He came out of his lane to join me in the conversation with the woman. He goes, "Pizza dough, well, I love this pizza dough. What are you going to do with it? I want to see pictures." And I thought, you stick in your lane, Avery. It's him. He is a flirt.
He's a traitor.
That was a flirt, right?
He is a flirt. I thought he was flirting with
me. He can flirt.
He's a friendly guy.
Yes, he deals with people every day.
But Jameson is right. He was very attractive.
I guess we all need to go to Trader Joe's. Avery B.
Yeah. Look for Avery
B. He's super cute, but I don't know what the bottom half of his face looks like. But don't you think that was a flirty statement to make?
Absolutely.
Because if you weren't flirty, you would say, "Oh, my boyfriend and I are going out tonight. Maybe we'll see you."
He shouldn't say anything. He should say paper or plastic.
I want to know his social security number. I want to know.
This was your interpretation of what happened. And I think you maybe wanted, maybe it was a little bit of a fantasy. You wanted Avery B.
Yeah.
To be interested in you, and maybe he was just being really friendly.
That's flirty to say, maybe I'll see you out later.
And then him joining,
that's flirty.
Him joining my conversation.
Not to say he
also
wouldn't be if he wasn't in a relationship.
Right.
But that doesn't stop most gay men.
I'm going to find him, Shane? And make him mine.
It's also who I had lunch with.
I'm going to look on Instagram.
I went out
right
with Avery B.
I wonder if we can find him on Instagram.
All right, let's look up Avery B. We're going to take a break.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
We are back with Andrew Freund, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas. We all had some words with Jameson at the break. Alyssa, I really thought that what you were saying to Jameson made sense. What did you say about Avery B?
Well, I was just like, just because Avery B is being like flirty and nice to you doesn't mean you have to, you can't hunt him down. Like, yes. That's part of the job.
That was a step too far.
Can I defend myself
too much.
Now?
You can't go back to that Trader Joe's. No,
he
you
brought
can't go back
it
there.
Back up at the end.
So
why
what? He's having a conversation.
I have conversations
with
people
every girl
all the time.
At Whole Foods.
Guys,
then.
You
I'm
can
not,
leave
like,
us.
But and also Avery doesn't know who Jameson is because I didn't say a redheaded, you know what I mean?
So maybe he lied. Maybe he made up that he had a partner because
I
he didn't know
I just think
who
unless the guy's
you're right,
like,
I have
hey.
To go, guys.
Oh, you have God. To go back.
Oh, shit. Unless the guy's like, hey, gonna get your number, whatever. I don't know if you need to go home and check receipts and then send your friend back. And you know, it is a lot.
It was a lot. I can admit it was a lot. I don't know. I don't know. It just, it got the
He's
best.
He's very cute.
He got excited. A cute guy flirting with him. I get it.
Now, we did also, you did admit that this weekend you'll be going to Palm Whoa. Springs with four other gays.
Yeah.
And you said you would probably be skinny dipping again with your friends.
Of course we're going to be skinny dipping in Palm Springs. Of course.
And wow. It's two couples and then you.
Mm-hmm. Two couples and me, baby.
Now,
I'd watch that show.
Andrew has a theory, which we should not repeat on the radio, but let's do it anyway.
That he's a P-A-P-B,
go ahead.
Pass around party bottom.
Thank you, Andrew, shit. For having so much faith in me. That's so funny.
Well, I mean, you're doing something right because you keep getting invited back to these Palm Springs
right?
weekends.
Yeah. Are you all chipping in for this rental?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We all split it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you carpooling in the Hyundai?
No.
We all need to do a Palm Springs weekend sometime.
Really? Because the Hyundai's so economical. It's such so good reliable. Gas mileage.
By the way, the I country. Rode in a Hyundai the other day, a Hyundai Genesis. And
you
was,
better get tested.
2014?
It was really nice. No, it was very nice.
Were you in the back seat?
Did you
I was not up? In the back seat.
Okay.
I was in the front seat. My friend has a Hyundai Genesis.
Okay.
It's very nice. Queen.
You better burn so the clothes nice. You were wearing.
So
I
nice.
Mean, I already had my Gardasil vaccine, so I'm good. I can't get the HIV.
Well, then we're fine. You're fine.
Well, you're on PrEP, right? You'll be fine.
Medical disclaimer, PrEP does not protect you from HPV.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay.
Thank you,
so,
Andrew.
Just so.
Neither does a Hyundai Genesis.
Now, WWW, have you been checking on where the world is?
He hasn't put up any stories. I hope he's okay.
Oh, no. No, he hasn't done it because we probably broadcast it.
He probably, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't if I were him.
Now, we do have a candidate. However, Shane is very threatened.
I don't think we should hire him.
Wait a minute.
He's cute.
Wait a minute.
He's really good.
How attractive is he? Can we pull up a photo? Show me a photo.
Does he work at Trader Joe's?
Show me a photo.
Insane.
Show me a photo.
So what are you worried
about?
I have
to investigate. Because he has, he's done production jobs. He's
more experienced.
Give me the photo.
He's better looking. Older. Yeah.
Okay. How old is he?
But I have a soft spot for you, Shane. I don't give really, anything to worry about.
I don't. I think he's fine. Maybe
I'm extremely threatened, and I don't want this to happen.
This might be an All About Eve situation.
That's right.
Oh.
Who's Eve?
God.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to show you the picture.
All right, but maybe
you're
gonna,
are you showing him the
speedo
picture?
You're going to gag. It's. Oh, he cannot work here.
Oh my God.
He cannot.
Of course,
work
Jeff
here.
Would hire
he
that
would
guy.
Never show up for work. Are you serious? You
he
need
honestly,
an older woman.
He honestly came highly referred.
No,
by who? Larson's?
Yes, I know. Job. He looks like a sex worker.
Did you meet him at the Abbey? Is this where you're recruiting?
I met him
again?
At Trader Joe's. It's Avery B.
Wow. I mean,
it's like a joke.
Jeff, I really think this guy should work here.
It's a joke.
No, I don't.
I think he should.
No.
Offer is not coming.
Good.
For him.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-mm. Okay. Shane has approval.
Okay. Something very sweet happened yesterday. Monroe Lewis, I've had her the whole week because Gage is. We actually should play Where the World is Gage because he's been flying around the nation.
He's out of town.
Yeah, where's she at? What is she
doing? I got this weird DM from somebody that was like, is that Gage? There was some big Bravo event in New York.
Bravo? Oh, no, Bravo
no,
was canceled.
It was Dave Quinn's.
It's not all
book
diamonds
release.
And roses.
Yes.
My copy comes today.
And there was a ton of like Bravo Lebs there. Yeah. Gage was there.
Oh.
Yeah,
well,
was
I
there.
Mean, he was on Bravo.
Was he interviewed for the book?
I don't think so.
He may have been. Who knows?
They might have had him do the interview, not you.
It's all first person accounts of things.
An oral history.
Where is he staying in New history? York?
I don't know. I don't know anything. I have no details. I didn't even know why he was in New York. I mean, now I know why.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. I was happy to have Monroe the whole week.
That's yeah. Nice.
And, it's been so fun.
And yesterday she told me that she wants to marry me.
Oh, that's nice.
That's not so, legal here, but there are places where that is possible.
We'll have to find the place.
Yeah.
Which I thought was very sweet. And
that's
then
very
she
sweet.
Said, she started talking about, I think she's moving a little fast with the babies, though.
Yeah.
Because she wants to be a mom, and she can't wait to have a baby in her tummy.
Aww.
And then she would like Shane as to help her.
Yeah.
Oh,
so she said that I'll be her helper.
So
her assistant. Oh. She wants Shane to be her assistant.
Well, Shane's Monroe is going to poach Shane from you.
Yeah.
Oh, Shane's going to work for Monroe.
Because we'll have that what? Hot guy.
Jim Thompson? Oh. I think this is from the Hyundai comments.
Oh.
This is what I get. I give up.
Yeah, okay, good.
Oh my God,
that's what we've been waiting for.
Finally, after four years.
All aboard.
I give up.
I rode in that Hyundai Genesis.
I wonder, did he just really quit?
Nice. We wore him.
He had a great career.
He really did until they put him on the show.
He could come work here. He could be the new Will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's hot. He's hot too.
Jim.
I'm threatened.
Jim's attractive.
I give up.
He's got a good accent.
Actually, this next news story reminds me of Jim.
Next.
Man dies after friend pumps air up his rectum.
It is true. Ass air. You always give away the whole story, though, in the headline. That is the story. So these two guys in Uttar Pradesh, India, they worked at this export facility, and they would clean each other off. It's just strange, using an air compressor.
It's kind of
they
hot.
Would like clean off their clothes after their shift.
God.
And unfortunately, they were cleaning up, and one of the guys allegedly pumped air into the other guy's rectum. He started to feel unwell.
It was an accident?
That's what he is saying.
You can't get anything up there accidentally.
I don't understand that because it never said that they undressed. But anyway, well, guess what? The guy felt unwell when he got home. He had to go to the hospital. They were trying to fix him, and he died of internal injuries.
His colon dead. Exploded.
Oh,
is that what happened?
Jameson, don't be bringing an air compressor to Palm Springs this weekend.
No, Jameson.
Shit, I should leave it at home.
It's a bad idea.
He's dead. He is dead.
She died, girl.
She died.
Well, it seems like a good idea at the time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is it... Sure. Why would you stick
I wouldn't think that that would kill you.
What is the thing people get where they stick it? Oh, that's colonic. Oh, that's liquid. That's liquid. Colonic, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You don't die from that, do you?
Well, honestly, there should have been a manufacturer warning label on that machine, don't you think?
On the compressor.
There's going to be
Don't put it in your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to need a label.
It's kind of a universal advice.
I think if that label was on there, it probably could have potentially saved his life.
Maybe.
This is like the woman with her vagina. What did she put up her vagina? Remember? And she said that there wasn't a warning on it. You reported it. There was a story. She put something up her vagina and she claimed there wasn't a warning on it. Oh, her
phone.
I think it was her
too many of these. We've covered too many of these. Well, yeah, this guy's dead.
Get fired.
Now there's nobody.
But guess what, Marlo? Remember what Marlo said? She said you could just... She's like, wait till you get a new show before you get fired. I did.
Yeah.
I've waited.
And now you said your filming got extended. Are you happy about that or not happy about that?
I mean, I don't think that was public.
You said it.
No,
you
said it.
You said it on the radio.
Oh, good. Okay.
I haven't seen
it. It hasn't been like
official,
but I'm not done with all the jobs, so I imagine that they're going to have to extend it.
Yeah.
You said it yesterday.
Right. And it's not totally my fault.
Did you pick up the phone and call Bezos and be like, hey, Jeff, like, can you extend
I don't have
show?
Believe it or not, I don't have a direct line to him or Lauren.
I think you, that's your in. Lauren is your in.
I got to get through Lauren.
You've got to get through Lauren.
Yeah. I feel like she and I would get along great.
I'm sure she knows who you are.
I'm not.
Thank you so much.
She
but
does.
No.
She was an entertainer.
You know what she's going to know?
Your image of Jeff Lewis is so funny.
No.
She's
going to
know Doug know after Saturday.
That's true. Well, the world, you know.
Oh, we've
switched
the movie.
Before.
I thought we could.
No, Cook and Kibitz.
Yeah. You never know. You never know.
Cook and Kibitz is getting star-studded.
That's right.
Is it? Who's on next?
All the chumps are going to be on there once.
No, that's a different event.
Oh,
but
that's
you're,
a
Megan is on
next
week.
Oh, my God. Huge get.
And then the season finale.
She can't eat.
Oh,
she doesn't
right.
need to. She's drinking. It's her wine friends. They
Oh, they're going
to
be there?
Come, yeah, next Thursday.
I want to meet them.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the season finale is Amy Phillips is coming on to promote her book.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah. That's a real get.
okay, I just love Jim. Because he probably, because he quit, he probably doesn't care. Air up my ass is still less painful than dealing with you. So he'd rather have an explode. He'd rather have his colon explode than to deal with me.
Yeah.
That's a nice.
That sounds about right.
It's a good note
again,
from
your
boss.
Again, that tracks. you want your boss saying that.
Yeah.
Your boss at Dish Nation has never said that?
Never said that to me.
Oh,
I've
okay.
I've never gotten that.
Never said I give up.
Try harder.
Never
Andrew.
Said I give
just
up.
Try harder.
Okay, so Australia is trying to vaccinate koalas.
This is true because koalas, we've lost about 30% of the world's koalas in the last 3 years because of chlamydia.
So I have.
They are vaccinating.
Who's been banging the koalas?
They're very.
Is koala a gay term, like an otter, or are we talking about actual animals?
No, these
are
real,
the cute little bears.
Yes,
yes. Again, we've lost 30% of the koala population in the last 3 years. So they are vaccinating them for chlamydia. And they've already vaccinated 250 koalas in 8 smaller trials, and it's working. And they say it's very difficult to treat because you could just give them antibiotics, but then it just comes back. And the antibiotics hurt their gut bacteria, which helps them digest
Jameson,
eucalyptus leaves.
Jameson, don't fuck a koala.
Just yeah.
Don't do it.
I'm going to pass on koalas.
Don't
now.
Do it, Jameson.
No, but aren't they cute? I hear they're not friendly, but
I look
they
at
are
them differently
so
now.
They're so cute.
I look at them as sex objects.
They're very frisky. they're frisky. They're frisky.
Can I get the shot? Or is it just for koalas?
Well,
that's a really
I'm just
good
curious.
Point. Because we don't wear condoms.
If we're going to high tops on Saturday.
I don't think there's a chlamydia vaccine humans can get because I would
someone
I get
needs,
all vaccines.
They're working on it.
Someone needs to teach koalas about safe sex.
And that
wouldn't be me.
I wonder if koalas stealth and that's why they're getting chlamydia. Koalas are stealthy.
They're going to go to koala jail.
Okay, so do you know what they call chlamydia in Australia?
What?
They call it wet bottom or dirty tail, which coincidentally is... Jameson's nickname of Palm Springs.
wet bottom or what? Dirty tail?
Dirty tail or wet bottom? Especially after that
Ms.
skinny dipping.
Wet bottom. That's Ms. Wet Bottom to you. Thank
that's,
you very
that's
much.
That's also for people who watch Great British Bake Off. That's a big problem. Wet bottom.
Wet
it's
bottom.
Actually a soggy bottom. I take it back.
Soggy bottom.
All right. What about this realtor that...
the naked one?
Yeah.
Well... You want to buy an... I got to tell you, this guy, I saw his name. He has put ads in my neighborhood.
You're kidding.
No. You know how all the realtors walk up and down the block and they say, just listed or whatever?
They farm. They're farming
your
neighborhood.
I know his name. This realtor posted his latest listing on Instagram.
Why are you touching Andrew?
Oh, I'm like sharing. Here's the story,
you don't need
Andrew.
To touch him.
Okay. Okay.
Do you feel violated?
Did I violate you?
You did not violate me.
Okay. Did I violate you? Now you violated me.
What are you talking about? You don't need to put your arm on Andrew's
shoulder. I'm saying like, hey, Andrew.
He's visibly uncomfortable.
I was trying to include him because I didn't want to give him my shoulder.
Do you feel excluded in any way?
I feel fine.
If I'm
you don't need to hug
you,
him.
I'm not hugging, but I didn't want to give him my shoulder.
Jim, since Jim's listening, I will not
Jim quit.
Oh, Jim died.
He gave up.
All right, he gave up.
All right, everybody except Andrew. This guy put up a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house in Monterey Hills for $1.29 million. And in the listing photos, he's totally naked. So he has...
He's not bad looking.
In the kitchen, he's seen scrambling eggs with just an apron on. He's fully naked in a duvet with a duvet between his legs.
Which is gross.
He took a shower.
In their bed.
And he's chilling out in the backyard.
We got the duvet clean.
Oh, my God.
So he said, my clients are aware who they hired and my style of marketing.
Listen, he's making national news.
Yeah, but not for the listing.
That's the thing. It wasn't about the
house.
Did
it sell?
It doesn't say whether or not it sold.
It probably didn't. I mean, who's going to take that seriously?
Me.
Well, certainly not that duvet.
So you're not going to hire this guy to sell this house?
Well,
I think you should.
I think Matt Altman should probably take a few. Maybe. And Josh.
Matt
and Heather. Actually, Heather will get it sold.
Heather.
Heather Altman naked
they
will get
do
this
that on
house
that,
sold.
On that show, they do all kinds of crazy things. They stage, you know, all kinds of crazy photo shoots.
Maybe
but
they need
not
to be naked.
Naked. I think it's a miss. But I do know
seems
this guy's
real
name.
Thirsty.
I'm going to look for his latest brochure. He's one of the people who cases my
Are you going to subscribe to his OnlyFans?
No.
Okay.
Is he on OnlyFans?
I mean,
he probably should, do that instead of being real estate.
Yeah.
I don't. That would be really embarrassing. By the way.
What?
I mean, so unprofessional. I would never have somebody like that. But he is good looking, though.
It doesn't say
what
which
city
brokerage.
Is that?
Here, it's L.A.
Oh, it's L.A. That makes okay. Well,
I don't think the house is sold yet. If you can believe that.
Does he?
So he just posted all on online.
Yes, but not on the website for
not the,
MLS.
It's,
I was just right. say it's on the MLS.
It's his Instagram.
Okay.
Oh my God, he's handsome.
Is he?
Maybe you should get him as a guest on the show.
He works at Trader Joe's.
Is that Avery B?
I'm surprised Jameson hasn't tracked him down yet.
I'm sure he has.
Jameson put a bid in on the house. Only if it comes with him.
Okay, one last story.
Yeah, I got two.
There was a plane that dumped. Mm-hmm. What happened?
It dumped poo all over this guy in his backyard.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He was left covered head to toe in human poo after a plane unleashed the toilet waste. Now, normally, this happens all the time, but normally it's frozen.
Where does it go when it's frozen?
It goes down and, you know,
it doesn't go up?
No.
But don't they empty the tanks at the airport?
Yes. Normally, because they're pressurized, their plane will land. This was a leaky toilet, and because it was flying so low, I guess it wasn't frozen.
What airline?
It was still liquid.
It
doesn't say. I don't think they know. But
for certain, it was an airplane?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a Hyundai?
Jeff.
I'm kidding.
Jeff.
All right. So the guy's in his backyard. He got poo bombed.
Yes. Poo bombed all over him and his garden umbrella.
Is someone else thinking Palm Springs?
Well, no. But I'm thinking, you know, if it wasn't human, this would be great fertilizer for his garden, but not human
poo. But
it is.
So I'm curious.
The whole garden was splattered.
Ew.
So I'm wondering so he's obviously probably going to sue the airline, right? Or I wonder if his home insurance covers that.
They don't know what airline it was. But this happened right outside Windsor Castle.
I think that...
Did you ask Jorge about... Claim. Is it George or Jorge?
Jorge.
Did you ask Jorge about if I get...
HPV in your car?
If I give someone an STD in the backseat of my car?
No, I don't.
I want you to send that email. I think it's funny. And
he's
also...
the Mercedes people.
I'm sure that he knows this story.
And I also want you to ask... It's my car insurance company. Okay. But I also want you to ask, does he do our home insurance?
No.
Who does our home insurance?
I don't know.
How do you not know this?
Do you have
I don't know who
I
does home insurance.
Let's hire that hot guy. At least he'll know who the insurance companies are.
Will you please
are.
Hire that guy?
I'm going to.
Okay, good.
Today.
Yeah.
Because I think we should just say, hey.
Bye, Shane.
I want you to start just asking random questions to him. Like, hey, if an airplane were to drop shit in Jeff's backyard, he's curious, does the home insurance cover it? I'd like to know the answers to these.
Okay.
Should I invite that guy to the concert on Saturday instead of Shane?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to walk out and never come back.
You were talking about way.
About way. I was just looking at it. That, you know, that's a French word. It means yeah. Like if you're like, you go wet,
so
wet.
I really appreciate when they send a lot, not always, but a lot of times the advertisers will send me their products. I love Whey. Mm. I think it's a great product. I just started using it a week ago and it does smell amazing.
Mm. That's good to know.
It smells
amazing.
You
know what you're not getting in the, you know what you're not getting in the mail?
A Hyundai Tucson.
I also really like Brooklyn. They sent me free bedding.
Oh, that's nice.
And
I do need bedding.
And I was
soft?
A big Bull & Branch fan.
Oh, right.
Which I still like their product, but I really do love the Brooklinen.
The Brooklinen?
And it's cheaper. Oh. It's cheaper than...
Did you announce that today is Spirit Day and you're supposed to wear purple in alliance with LGBTQIA youth?
What are you talking about?
I would say
today
Jeff is appropriately
Day.
Dressed in navy.
Spirit Day, you wear purple.
Yes, I knew about it. I looked at all my purple shirts and I said, you know what? I'm going to do navy.
It's purple adjacent.
It's purple adjacent. Yeah.
I don't own any purple.
By the way, just reminding you guys again, set your DVR.
Yes.
Switch Before Birth premieres this Saturday, October 23rd, 8/7 Central on Lifetime, starring Doug Budin.
Yes.
And then what other, I mean, really, I know you're headlining, but what's the, who are the other actors?
Justina Machado, who everybody knows, who everybody remembers from 6 Feet Under. That's what I remember her from. Mm-hmm. Bo Yokely, who's very handsome.
I'm in.
Yancy Arias, Skylar Samuels, Shell Purcell, who's my
none
cohort.
Of these people have the it factor like you, Doug.
The Doug Budin.
None
show.
Of these people.
Again, write to Lifetime. You tell them you love Bernie.
Yes.
And Gail.
Bernie
and Gail.
Yes. So set your DVRs.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently there's going to be a few premiere parties.
Yeah.
Yes. Christy.
Christy
who hired us
to
do the
is having
cameos.
A party. Yeah.
She's doing one.
Yeah.
She's flying in Wolfgang Puck.
I'm home. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to have some pigs and blankets and a glass of wine.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. A guy came up to me at that premiere the other day and said he's getting you a Donkey D's t-shirt. He's coming to the event in Burbank.
I want to wear it when I pick up Monroe from school. That would be perfect.
He said, I can't remember what it's Mark. I think maybe his name was Mark.
Okay.
And he's coming to the event in Burbank, and he's bringing you a Donkey D's t-shirt.
Okay, can we make sure it's in a large?
Well, he listens, so okay. Mark.
Okay, not an extra tight, large, not fatty. A medium. What?
No. Just getting back at you.
You call me names all day long.
I know that is not
call,
true.
I'm not
what
allowed to make fun of you.
What kind of name do I call you? I say you're old. That's not a name. I say you're...
You criticize me all day long. I think it's funny. Okay. And then when I criticize you, you get mad at me.
Why don't you both say one nice thing about each other right now? Oh. Jeff, start. You start.
I think Doug is very loyal.
Okay.
Is that good?
Doug?
That's lovely.
Doug?
Okay.
I think Doug is very loyal too. I love
Okay, but
Jeff
that's
Lewis.
Not the game. The
I love you. What?
Okay.
You make me laugh.
Okay.
That's nice.
So you're saying I'm funny. Is that what you're saying?
No, I said you make me laugh.
Say something nice about Andrew.
I had a firm shoulder. I got to feel it. I enjoy, I really enjoy
Because you're working
everybody.
Out. You're
I
hitting am. That equinox. Yeah.
I'm going
Sheekwinox.
Right after this.
And you got your purple shirt on, just in case people think.
Oh, he like, is. Right.
Will
they
not I'm wearing my gay? Purple. My purple shirt.
How spirited.
I'm going Equinox right
now. I'm going to Trader Joe's. Yeah. Santa Monica.
I'll see you there.
Fuller.
I'll see
That's
you
where
there.
I'm headed. Mm-hmm. Jameson, do you leave? When do you leave for your big Palm Springs weekend?
Tomorrow afternoon. I took the afternoon off, so I'm going to leave tomorrow afternoon, and we'll be in the pool by late afternoon.
Wow.
With no clothes on.
And when are you back?
TBD. Oh, on
it's
Sunday.
An easy
it's just
trip
a weekend
to pack.
Oh,
fun. Have a great time.
Easy trip to pack. Thank you so
but
much.
But you guys, are you under the influence on the weekends? Is it just drinking? Is it pot?
Yeah,
is
what
it,
drugs are you doing?
Yeah, what
we're
drugs?
Not
what
going,
drugs?
We're not going to be sober.
Oh, okay. But specifically.
Yeah, what drugs are you going to be on? Who's bringing the drugs?
Oh, no, Jeff, you only have one more minute left in the show.
I know. You can answer the question right before we go.
That gives you 40 seconds.
Oh, he's purposely playing the music.
He's out of here. James
wow.
is gone.
Okay. All right, Doug.
Yeah.
Good luck on
Thank
Saturday.
You.
I know it's going to be very successful. We're rooting for you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Price drop. Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.